Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Are these the best songs from the 80s? Listen, we always say it's subjective. It depends what your favorite songs from the 80s were.
But it's always nice to see what somebody thinks.
Yes.
They think they have the answers.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we're pleasantly surprised.
I don't think that they're that far off with some of these.
Yeah, there's only one on here that, like, it's number... The one that's number two... is a fine 80s song, but that really...
Number two and number five, I didn't really understand.
I would have a hard time putting together this list. You're talking about a whole entire decade and the best songs out of that decade.
That's why if it was me,
that's a tough list.
I would put it together with Billboard standards of what song was number one the longest, followed by what was like top five the longest.
At least use some stats to back up your... Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also some songs that I don't think ever made it into, like Tenderness from General Public. I love that song. I don't know if that's a number one song, but it's an 80s song I remember from movies and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, at number 20, it's... Every movie you made. And I would argue this could even be higher on the list.
Yeah.
And what is it?
Every Breath You Take from the Police.
No, but what number is it?
20.
It's 20?
20.
Yeah, yes, you're right. I would argue.
Especially when I tell you some of the other ones. At number...
The nine, only reason I don't get more excited about that, but I do agree it should be higher, is just because when you do what we do, you get major burn on some songs.
Right.
And that one, you know, we get burned on.
Sure. I mean, we've certainly played it enough.
A lot.
Tears for Fears at 19.
Yeah, I guess.
I know I'm a broken record, but I think these guys did like an acoustic version of this on maybe CBS This Morning on Sunday or like maybe a year ago. And it was so good. I shut my eyes and I'm like, this can't possibly be right now. And it was right now. I mean,
wow.
They sound so good.
Wow.
And they're like old guys, you know?
There's no universe, though, where that song places higher than Every Breath You Take.
Right. I agree. There you go. What's love got to do with it? I mean, sure, this song was a staple of the 80s, played massive amounts of time. Tina Turner. What's
love got to do? But that came in at number 16, bouncing around a little bit. Yeah. I don't think that deserves to be that high. It's a good song.
It was pretty big, though, when it
came out. I appreciate it, but, I mean, I could see, like, top 50.
Remember that video she was walking around?
In her leather miniskirt.
Yeah.
This is another reason why it's hard to compile these lists, because it's kind of like when we play Battle of the Sexes. You have to think of most popular. What does everyone else think? Not just what do you think? Because I don't like that song. I've never really liked that song.
You didn't like, no.
But I do get it. Like, I get that.
You like Tina Turner, just not that song?
I love Tina Turner. Yeah. And there's other songs. I didn't like that song like everyone else did.
This song, absolutely top 20. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire. You got Courtney Cox doing a little dance on stage.
When did Born to Run come out?
Oh, 70s, right?
Okay.
Yeah, all it's right. Got to be 70s.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. All the Bruce fans. You know, it's so easy to piss off a Bruce fan.
No, I think you're right. Because
What's wrong with you?
1975.
Okay.
It's funny. I just listened to I Won't Back Down today from Tom Petty today when I was driving in. And I love that song. But this is a top 20. I'm free. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
So when I play this song, does this strike you as an 80s song? I know it is, but I always forget it is. When I get that feeling, I want feeling. Like, doesn't this feel like a 70s song, Marvin Gaye?
It does. Yes. But it must be like, I mean, 80. What is it, 81?
Yeah, it's got to be.
So early.
80 or 81, it has to be.
Yeah.
There's There's no way it's 83.
I don't think so.
I think he died by 83, yeah. I think.
Let's see. That song came out 82.
82. Okay. We were close. And will you just check, when did Marvin Gaye die? I remember when every radio station in America played Missing You from Diana Ross.
He died in 84.
84. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now we're into the top five. I skipped some of the other stuff in between.
This is number five. Straight out of Compton, it's a crazy brother named Ice Cube. From the stupid dope gang with an attitude.
When I'm caught off, I got a sword off. Kick knowledge and I don't think that should be five.
I mean,
I get that it's a big song, but
NWA Straight Out of Compton certainly defined a music genre for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
I know, that's the problem.
So much.
You love it, but is it a top five song of the 80s?
When I leave here today, I'm just going to repeat. I can sing every word to that song.
To me, I think of the 80s as like Cyndi Lauper. Like, that's 80s. Like, this is almost too cool for the 80s. What year did that come out? That feels like it's 80. It's got to be 89, right? Or 88? Nah, this is killing me now without having the years.
Yeah, that's upper 80s.
Let's see.
If you say 85, I'm getting up.
No, 88. No.
88.
Yeah, I was going to say upper 80s.
Upper
80s.
The upper 80s. Sounds like a forecast. How about Whitney Houston? Absolutely define the 80s. Absolutely define the 80s, Whitney Houston, for sure.
I think that whoever put this list together did a pretty good job.
I agree.
Because, I think so, too.
Because I don't even really, like, I don't, I know this is, I don't like that song, just like the Tina Turner. Like, I didn't really ever like that song.
You're
I'm not
a big pop fan, though. You're not. I think you're grounded in rap and rock.
Yeah, but I became one. I did become one. But I like other Whitney songs. I just never liked that. But I think that they're doing a good job of covering, like, what was coming out of everyone's speaker.
Yes. At number three, without a doubt.
Can't deny that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to deny that. Mm-mm. Michael Jackson beat it. Remember I told you there was one that song that's at number two that, although...
Can I ask really quick before you say that?
Yes.
Wouldn't you put Billie Jean before Beat It?
I was just going to say, I'm surprised that Billie Jean or I Personally Love the Way You Make Me Feel. I understand that wouldn't be number three, though.
But Billie Jean had the... Thriller could be.
Huh. Well, Billie Jean also had... Yeah, Thriller was. But Billie Jean had... That's where he did the moonwalk, and that's when that whole thing was born. I just think Billie Jean is the bigger, but whatever. All those songs we just said are huge.
I would assume Billie Jean and Beat It are both number one songs. Which one was number one longer, I don't know. Mm. Here's the number two song that threw me. Define the 80s, yes. Number two? Wow. Thought I was mistaken.
Oh, 1995, Allison is so happy. One of my favorite bands.
I love New Order.
Absolutely. I can't believe someone had the nerve to make that number.
I've never even heard that song.
And you wouldn't, Chelsea. You don't know New Order.
No.
Who does? Mm. That is hysterical.
New Order is one of those bands that, like, Bizarre Love Triangle, I find the 9-minute version. I'll listen to the whole 9-minute version of it.
New Order actually has tons of hits.
They don't perform, do they?
No, they do. They do. Maybe they should do a Jay's 80s summer bash.
Oh, my God, I would die.
No, we didn't have albums then, but I had every New Order cassette that there was. Yeah. And they have so many hit songs, but Substance, which that came off of, was chock full of hits. I could go on about New Order all day.
Number one is number one. It should be number one. That's right. Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. But even the Police are still going. New Order.
I know. That does.
Serious?
This whole list was like totally making sense until number two.
Until number two. Number two. Put a monkey wrench in it. Yeah. Prince and Purple Rain at number one. There you go. There are the big songs from the 80s that we love and know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.